Good afternoon and welcome. We're delighted that you're here with us, and we hope that you're prepared to sing. Today I'm going to be Cliff Barrows, and you're going to be the choir. Who knows who Cliff Barrows was? Oh, you're over 40, aren't you? I caught that. We want you to enjoy your singing. Don't worry about what your neighbor might think or singing on the right or wrong notes. It's a celebration of praise today. It's an informal gathering, so feel free to respond as you feel led, although we have some security people. If you boo too much, you'll be removed from the auditorium. And we want to give a special welcome to our guest pianist today. Marilyn Reese from Waterloo is here, and and to give you an opportunity to do some Christmas shopping today, she has her CD out at the Hub. It's called Piano Praise, and she'd be delighted if she didn't have to take any home with her. So now I'm just going to read to you just a few verses. You know, it's interesting. I had a little look at some of these carols, and there's some anniversaries here that we'll, as we go along today, I'll try and share some of the notes with you. But I'm going to read you just a passage from Psalm 98 for a minute. It says, "Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Burst into jubilant song with music. Make music to the Lord with the harp, and with the harp and the sound of singing, with trumpets and the blast of the ram's horn. Shout for joy before the Lord, the King. Let the sea resound and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the mountains sing together for joy. Let them sing before the Lord. For he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the earth in righteousness and the peoples with equity." Isaac Watts took those words exactly 300 years ago and wrote a collection of, his collection was actually called Psalms of David. But the first song we're going to sing today, he wrote as part of that, Joy to the World. And this is the one we're going to ask you to stand for. Second carol, just before you sing it, has, you know, it's, when you think about that, it's a great thing. And for 300 years, people have been praising Christ, singing those songs, especially at this time of the year. And the next one we're going to sing, Once in Royal David City, was written by Cecil Francis Alexander in 1848. And he had a little help with the music from a guy named Henry John Gauntlet. But since 1990, so again, 100 years ago, the choir of King's College, Cambridge, has an annual Christmas celebration called the Festival of Nine Lessons and Carols, and they open it with this carol, and they have, and this is the 100th year in a row that they've done that. So let's sing together Once in Royal David City.
Once in Royal David City.
that's good. You're making progress. Now we have the first of our special guests with us today. Claudia Crawford and the Ladies Quintet have been singing together for 13 years, and one of their members sings with St. Paul's Choir. Now, we're going to have you try and guess the person and give away two tickets to the Ottawa Centers. Then we found out that nobody wanted those. So we're going to ask them to come. They're going to sing three numbers, and on the second one, Eileen Cope will accompany them on the flute.
Chosen me now to love hearing her sing that song. Gives me such a thrill.
Thank you.
Shepherds lately knelt and kept the angel's word. I come in half belief, a pilgrim strangely heard. But there is room and welcome there for me. But there.
Thank you.
want to join us, join right in.
Now we're going to sing together, O Little Town of Bethlehem.
Thank you.
on Marilyn again to play What Child Is This? Going to do some more singing. Now we're going to do something a little different on Angels from the Realms of Glory. We'll all sing together on verse 1, and then we're going to have a contest. We're going to have the ladies sing verse 2, and the men are going to sing verse 3. So that ought to be a bit of an adventure, and then we'll sing 4 and 5 together.
Thank you.
the first Noel. You had a little practice earlier. This is your chance to polish it off. I want you to know, if anything goes wrong here, it's not Marilyn's fault. I have a habit of not singing anything that's written in that book. But we'll, with apologies to Mark Lowry, I did want to mention that, you know, in the second chapter of Luke, chapter 2, verse 19, the verses you're familiar with, in the King James Version, it says that Mary noted all these things and pondered them in her heart. We would say she kept track of everything that happened. The shepherds had come, they had told the stories of the angel, the baby had been born, and she's sitting there taking all this in and thinking about it. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? The child that you've delivered will soon deliver. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know
that your baby boy will calm the storm with his hand. Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kiss your little baby, you've kissed the face of God. The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak the praises of the Lamb. Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? This sleeping child you're holding is the great I Am.
Thank you.
Now, Marilyn's going to take us on a little trip, a little sleigh ride. Those of you who know Leroy Anderson's Sleigh Ride, the classic Christmas song, she's going to play it for us now.
Thank you.
that's right. You had high quality support there. Well, he does have the odd gift, yeah. As with Gladys, Men of Old. It's 153 in the book if you need to see it. Good singing. We're going to go over now to Silent Night. Franz Gruber wrote this, and again, another anniversary, exactly 200 years ago. He had some help from a fellow named Joseph Moore in the words and music, but this is a classic Christmas carol.
Round.
Now we'll be blessed with the gift of Ross Dixon as he sings for us, O Holy Night.
And a delight to, from my vantage point up here this afternoon, to hear your singing. It's thrilling. It's just wonderful. Thank you so much. And I must say that I've had a request to sing O Holy Night for I don't know how many years from Norma Stanzel in our congregation. So I'll dedicate it to her. She's here, is she? I hope so. There she is, yes. She's been asking me for years to sing it, so finally I'll get around to doing it.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn.
Now your last chance to do more singing. It's 120 in the hymn book, O Come All Ye Faithful. Wilson to come and pronounce the benediction.
The confusing part is that my instructions were to get you to sit, but what we'll do is we'll pray, do the benediction, and then we'll do the other bit. So let's pray together. Our loving God, we thank you for the opportunity to celebrate together. We thank you for the gift of celebration, the gift of music, the gifts that you give to individuals and to groups, and the joy it is as they share those gifts. We thank you for our time together this afternoon in concert, in worship, in time together with brothers and sisters in Jesus, celebrating Jesus and his birth. Continue to bless us and make us a blessing to one another, we pray, in Jesus Christ. Amen. May the Lord, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit bless you through and through, now and always. Amen. Please be seated. A few thank yous to offer as we wrap up this afternoon. And first, I would like us to express our thanks to Marilyn. I honestly don't know how her fingers move that quickly. But you will remember there was a suggestion that she has some CDs here that you could give as wonderful stocking stuffers or main gifts even. They're at the hub in the lobby, right kind of midway through the lobby. Thank you to our quintet. Thank you. And to Eileen, helping out with our quintet. And to Paul. I have no idea who that guy is that you mentioned at the beginning. I guess I'm too young. MC extraordinaire. And last but certainly not least, when it was realized that the Christmas carol service at St. Paul's was going to be early in the season this year, Ross came to me asking if it would be okay to put a simple program together on a Sunday afternoon for the 15th, just to be able to sing some carols. And it grew a little bit from its original ideas, I think. But this is Ross's doing. He did lots of work to pull it together, to pull the program together, to bring in the talent, and then to lead us on the organ and to share his fabulous voice. But he will be hearing from the Percussionist Union soon. Thank you to Ross. Cover it?
We do have a postlude.
You do have a postlude.